Visit the new Governor State University. Discover more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Monday, February 15th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
You know what? There's an even bigger game around the corner next week, Valentine's Day. And you know you've been that guy before that wandering around can't find anything. You know you've been that guy. We've all been that guy. I've got something. We do this every Valentine's Day lead up that you're going to love. Sherry's Berries. And freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They're starting at $19.99. That's more than a 40% savings. And if you really want hero status, and you might need it, if you order by midnight tonight, that's midnight tonight, you can double the berries for just $5. Just go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in my code BOERS, B-O-E-R-S. Now, this is a one-day deal. This is it. This day, no other day. So you got to get your order in today. Strawberries picked at the peak of freshness. The best gift experience you're going to have. And I'm going to tell you something. We've had them every year now for like 5 or 6 years around the station. You can't get one. They're gone. The box is opened, gone. Huge, dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and decorative swizzles. And delivery, you know, always guaranteed by Valentine's Day. It's easy. Starting at $19.99 or double the berries for $5 more. Visit berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in BOERS, B-O-E-R-S. Again, berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter my code BOERS. Order today. Again, you only have until midnight.
Hey guys, tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl. Touchdown! Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland gentlemen's club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Jimmy Butler to return for the Bulls from a sore knee after participating in shoot-around. That was earlier today. They will take on the Denver Nuggets tonight on the road. The Bulls will. Pau Gasol, however, is questionable to play in tonight's game. He's got that injured hand. As for Mike Dunleavy, the news continues to get better. He is expected to play on Saturday and is going to dress for tonight's game. That'll be the first time he dresses this season. Well, in basketball clothing, I guess, his uniform. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, says the league continues to expand nationally.
We are coming back to Mexico next season. We're excited. We will have a game on November 21st between the Raiders and the Texans. We're very excited about being back. As you know, we have a tremendous fan following down in Mexico. We believe it'll be a tremendous success, and we're excited about being there.
He also says all the London games have been sold out. Goodell also talking about the possibility of making an ejection mandatory for any player that gets a couple of personal fouls in the same game. Johnny Manziel's family says he has turned down rehab a couple of times, though they have all tried to get him there. Manziel's agent now has dropped him as a client, and also a report today says that the Cowboys have no interest in him, even though there's been speculation they might. The Miami hospital where Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul was treated after the fireworks accident last summer has fired the two employees that leaked his medical records to ESPN. Baseball, the Cubs are expecting to have a deal in place with pitcher Jake Arrieta before his arbitration hearing. That hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. This update brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, Lincolnshire. And Walgreens is just around the corner with essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. And with short lines and easy parking, you can get in and out fast. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. 670 weather, clear overnight, low at 27, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 41. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 between the Broncos and Panthers. Coverage on Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein.
Johnson.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 405 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're running out of time on Radio Row, but we got plenty coming your way. Although after 3 days of it, you're ready. That's enough, don't you think?
Well, it's just such a whirlwind. These shows go fast. Yeah. You know, you sit here, you don't realize the whole day is going by. By the time you sit down, you get up, and next thing you know, 5 hours
have
passed.
I can't go to Golden Gate when they have that post at 12:40 when we're working 11 to 4. They are open, though.
It doesn't work for us,
Golden
though.
Gate Fields.
There was a classic moment here. On one side of us, we saw a hustle and bustle. And there was an entourage surrounding 49ers owner Jed York. And Jed York is being brought in here, and he's moving here from left to right on your radio dial. And then I look to the left on this side where all the fans are, and this side you don't have to be credentialed, and there are a ton. I will say this about Niners fans, that even though they have been beaten down and taken for granted and just treated like garbage, they still represent and they still care. They still show up. There's a lot of vocal Niners fans here. They've showed out pretty well. And there's a guy, as Jed York is walking, this guy is walking down the left side here, mirroring him, holding up a huge orange sign, which in black lettering says, Jed York is a bum. And just holding it up and sort of moving with him down the row as he's walking. And you know what? I agree with him.
Oh, couldn't agree more. Absolutely. His ego and everything about him is part of the reason that they went five games, our guy, Jim Tomsugula.
Yeah, and
he never showed up.
No, I guess it wasn't to be. We tried to hook it up, and
he probably had somebody who said, listen to it.
He's on to bigger and better things.
That's unexcusable.
It is unexcusable and ludicrous.
He probably had this thing and said, hey, you know, these two guys make fun of you. And that's not necessarily true.
We love him.
Yeah, we.
It's only out of love,
but it's done out of love, and it comes from a real place. And I think that's probably hard to explain. But I was
certainly to him.
And I thought today, by the way, we'd actually get Phil Simms since he's been here every day. Although it looks too much like Boober. I mean, I thought we'd get Simms and Nance today.
I didn't hear anything about that.
They usually walk through on one of the days.
Well, I think they would have
come through.
They would have arranged that
TV team and do a bunch of them.
So I had not heard anything like that. But did you read the quotes from Johnny Manziel's dad? And it's similar to what he had told a couple of outlets years ago about his son needing help. This is Johnny Manziel's dad, Paul. I truly believe if they can't get him help, he won't live to see his 24th birthday. But why they? Why not you? Why not we? Why they? Who's they? That's the only thing that bothers me is his use of the word they. You're his dad.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, in those situations, you don't have it. You don't. There's nothing you can do. I've seen dads before, and there's nothing much you can do. They don't want to listen. They don't want to go. They're 24. You can't capture them.
No, but it's.
I mean,
but
I he.
I'm not saying he'd
he
be successful. But it's. But to use the word they is strange. That he's almost not invested in it anymore. That he would refer to it as well, they. That it should be we. If we can't.
I mean, I would think he's pretty damn frustrated by all of it, and I think he also probably pretty frustrated by the fact that he figures if he looks back, he might have contributed to it.
All the more reason to feel like there's still some continuing responsibility.
Yeah, I think, though, when you're an adult, you got to make up your mind. Nobody's going to, you know, he's not 15. You can't take him and put him in a home or put him in rehab. I mean, he clearly needs it. But, again, he's been there. It didn't work. What's the next step? Tase him? I mean, it doesn't work. What's his father going to do? I don't think he sees him anymore. I don't think he goes to Texas and sees him.
He doesn't, but parenting is a life sentence.
I understand that. And there's some things that are just out of your control. And
all right.
At a certain age, you can't, you know, I mean, unless they want you to, unless he comes to you and say, hey, I need help.
I'm going to read you something, and I want you to tell me who wrote it. A little football quiz. And the reason I brought up the Johnny Manziel stuff here is a football quiz.
Football quiz.
Okay. Who wrote this? And there are enough clues in here. I'm not even going to have to finish it. You stop me when you know. Okay?
Yeah.
I was right about Tim Tebow, and I will be right on a much higher level about Johnny Manziel. What Tebow kept pulling off late in games for the 2011 Denver Broncos, Manziel will make happen for all four quarters of NFL games. Manziel has Tebow's miracle-making will, electrified by far more quickness, speed, accuracy, radar, and football IQ. Manziel has Tebow's rare intangibles, heightened by rarer tangibles. Tebow was a phenomenon. Manziel will be a perennial Pro Bowler. A Michael Vick fully capable of picking you to pieces from the pocket. So please do not say I now have my new Tebow. That's an insult to Manziel. I wrote a year ago that Manziel was already operating on a higher level than Tebow ever had after Manziel won the Heisman Trophy in his first year as a college starter, breaking Cam Newton's single-season SEC total offense record. Hey. You should be in two fewer games. Now, Manziel makes Blake Bortles and Teddy Bridgewater look like just guys. Next season, Manziel will have the same national impact on some lucky city that Tebow did on Denver and its Broncos in 2011, and it will last. Anything yet?
Josh Fegley.
No. Should I continue? This is legit, by the way. This is not satire. Before Tebow's draft, I said I would take him late in the first round. Josh McDaniels, then Denver's coach, took him 25th. I said Tebow would never make a Pro Bowl, but he would win games as a starting quarterback if given the chance in his college spread option offense. Only one team did, a desperate 1-4 Denver the year after McDaniels was fired. Tebow led the Broncos to the AFC West title and the NFL team rushing
Skip
title.
Skip Bayless still writing?
You got it!
Because I had to think, does this idiot actually write still?
I
don't know if he
got
did.
It.
Well, his campaign
Manziel
was right.
Manziel, with his infectious it factor, would immediately turn the Texans into the it team.
Okay.
If I ran the Texans,
yeah,
I'd thank my new coach and fire Bill O'Brien. Manziel is far more valuable.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I didn't know he still wrote, because I know he's just, you know, it's one thing.
My God, this is like 2,000 words. That contagious star power will come with a Johnny franchise package.
Wow.
I mean, he's serious.
I didn't know he was right. I thought he just did the show and annoyed his audience of 300,000. That's what they have for that show. And everybody with a brain hates it, but they get 300,000 viewers. I didn't know he was still writing. Is he write often? Or is it, where does he do that? At the Booyahs?
Yeah, those are the Booyahs. And okay. That is his thought. that the Houston Texans have to fire their coach if that's the way they have to get Johnny Manziel to lead their team right now next year. What?
He's really special. You know what though? He's been doing that. That's what he believes, I guess.
Tim Tebow's great. LeBron James sucks, and Johnny Manziel should be
greatness waiting to happen
next year.
Next year. And what was that column posted?
I think just today.
His kid Manziel's going to be in rehab somewhere. Somebody's going to lock him down, and somebody will step forward and lock him down. He's going to be in any NFL roster. Which team wants that? You know, the Cowboys.
I'm wrong. It was not today.
RG3.
This was posted in 2014. I'm sorry. I didn't want to misrepresent.
This was
Richard Deitch reposting an old piece that was written. Okay. As long as that wasn't written today.
Well, he hates him, too. Everybody hates him.
Well, Richard Deitch is... He's got his windmills at which he jousts.
Oh, he does.
But however, they're righteous ones. I feel a little bit better knowing that that wasn't written today.
Well, yeah, because he's not going to be in anybody's team next year. I mean, there's a kind of a... Like, if somebody has already stepped forward and said, I'll take him, I'll show you. And there certainly are quarterback openings in the NFL, but he's done. He's done.
What bothers me more is the write about Tebow. Tebow has been out of football and is going to stay out of football. It is bad.
Well, I know Tebow, when he's here, was still claiming that he's still waiting. He believes an NFL team will.
He said that here when he's right over here. He said that.
He has said that before. Yeah, the NFL team is going to get him at some point. That's what he's waiting for.
I just couldn't believe that people
followed him like it was
falling down as if they were consumed with the Holy Spirit, writhing on the floor in his path. I mean, it was just...
There's been a lot of people that walked down this aisle, heading the other way, heading behind us, and none of them did what he did when he left with all the people following him. Why are you following an idiot? Is this just human nature? Is this what you do?
To follow an idiot?
Follow an idiot. I mean, I know that history suggests that people have followed a lot of idiots, but even if he is a nice guy, even say he is a nice guy, I don't know. We tried to get him, and you know, it's no. Say he is, and by all accounts, he probably is. He's just a sap.
Yeah, there isn't really much going on.
Yeah, there's
there.
Not much happening there. I'd like to see his Florida transcript. I'd like to see what he did well in, because he didn't. With all the stuff he had going on,
I don't think he was an electrical engineering major. So I don't know that he was. I'm sure he was there to play football, and he probably did very, very well. I see one of our guests to come, Cuba Gooding Jr., has arrived with his personal entourage of bald white men.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He likes to be protected by bald white men. Okay. I guess it's just a personal preference.
Because we have a lot of that's been sort of thing around here. When you look at some of these people, where their entourage is, or who their guy is, or woman, it's usually a wandering white woman.
That's Terry Bores.
The wandering white woman is coming. Wait a minute.
I'm Dan Bernstein. This is the Bores and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
They're a middle-class team when it comes to talent. You know, Jimmy's the overachiever.
I'm not arguing that, but they're not bereft of talent. They should be doing better than they're doing. They're losing games they should have won.
It's somewhere along the way, someone's got to make a play.
That's
and
it.
Your so-called stars didn't do any of it.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
From the Super Bowl in San Francisco, I'm Jim Rome with your CBS Sports Minute. Prediction Friday here on Radio Row. Hall of Famers, fans, gas bags, security guards, little kids, and Papa John. Everybody's got a game prediction, and almost everybody here is on the Panthers. Now, normally when I see the sheep all going one way, I run in the opposite direction because my mind works a little differently and because I love Von Miller and I love Wade Phillips having 2 weeks to devise ways to turn him loose. I think Sheriff Manning is on a mission, and this being Prediction Friday, You've got to go big or you go home, especially in this business. So I am going there. No, I'm not. The Panthers have the most gifted quarterback ever to start a Super Bowl. The Broncos have the oldest. Give me Chosen's dad over Archie's kid and Bum's son. I'd love to spit some straight fire and call the upset, but I'm not crazy. Panthers 31, Broncos 20. I'm Jim Rome.
Tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl. Touchdown! Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland Gentlemen's Club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Details.
Guys, are you looking for a Valentine's Day gift that is sensual and useful? Well, then check out the Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. You see, Hoodie Footy pajamas combine the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Each Hoodie Footy has a full zip front and removable feet, giving your Valentine head-to-toe warmth, even on the coldest nights, even on the nights you can't be there for whatever reason. New this Valentine's Day is the Mink Hoodie Footy, made of rich chocolate marshmallow fleece that looks and feels just like mink. These PJs will make her feel like she's wrapped in sweet, soft luxury. Delivery is guaranteed by Valentine's Day, but you have to order now. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Give the gift of warmth and love this Valentine's Day with a Hoodie Footy only from Pajamagram. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Thursday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Here. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Be picked up in the cooler? I am. Because I think that most people would agree with me.
He's petitioning local gendarmes to arrest me and detain me and beat me sadistically.
Against some code in San Francisco.
It is?
I know it. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I have to arrest half the city then.
Yes, I checked less than maybe half a pub.
So we're going to have to go back to that little bar and arrest that whole band and everybody in that.
It seemed like a great idea at the time, didn't it?
It looked cool. You know, there's a little corner place and an odd eccentric.
I heard it. I said, okay.
Yeah, it sounds like some cool music. You know, they're jamming in there. And we go in and it's stinky and the music sucks and it's being played by mutants. It was like, it was like either the cantina in Star Wars or something out of a Total Recall.
Why don't you go to find out for yourself?
Go find out for yourself. And the woman behind the bar is a mutant, and then you've got the guitarist is jerking around spastically on the stage. The people in front of him are dancing as if they're not even listening to the music.
Guy,
and then the rhythm guitarist has no nose.
Well, he didn't need one.
Maybe that's why.
The band stinks.
The house band. If I'm playing here every Thursday night, I'm cutting my damn nose off.
If we could have gotten a little bit closer to him, because I really like to absorb my music from up close, maybe that would have been fine.
No.
Maybe you got the rhythm.
No, it was bad.
I got the blues.
It was bad.
Seen anything like it. And
they were offbeat.
You were going up to get me a damn drink.
I tried. I worked my way to the bar. I did what I remembered I'm supposed to do in a crowd. You get
and
there.
The icky woman wouldn't get to the bar. Serve you.
Icky woman, she got the moon in.
Am I wrong, though?
I don't know what was going on. She came over and she said, and I kind of lean out to kind of get her attention, right? Get a drink.
She says,
you're not in line.
Yeah, not in line.
Not in line.
Where is the line?
And then she points, and there was like this line.
Yeah. Regulars.
Where it said, order drinks here. I'm at the front of the bar. You can't just be at the bar and order drinks.
No, she will only serve you in that one spot. And she also can't see what she's pouring.
Right.
She would look. She would like pick up a bottle and put it right at her face.
She didn't know what it was.
And it wasn't because it was dark. Right. She can't see.
Right.
So he's got no nose. She's got no eyes. And I got no heart. I look at it. Oh my God! You. Mix me a drink. God only knows what it'd be. Go ahead. How about a Moscow Mule?
Oh shit!
I think she actually had a mule out back.
They could have walked it in.
I'm telling you, my bad. My bad. I heard it. I thought, well, we'll go in there. Tannehill likes music.
No,
he's Mr. Music.
I was looking forward to it because, you know, every once in a while you get lucky and you catch you catch a band that you say, hey, who are they?
And
you,
it was crowded. With bad
news. With mutants.
Yeah.
We didn't get the memo. That's why it's like, you remember in Men in Black? The scene in the post office when they finally realize that all the people working there are aliens.
Yeah.
You know, Bismarcky is there, the guy inside the sorting machine.
I
remember?
Think aliens were these people shooting too high.
Right, because if they were aliens, they would have tried to have looked more normal.
Yeah.
It's like they were all exposed to radiation.
In all fairness, guys, it was voted the number one mutant bar on Yelp, San Francisco.
Oh, was? You so, checked?
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you check TripAdvisor, too?
Let's be fair here.
Okay. Because I think that mutants hear the music on a different wavelength that sounds actually not so atonal to them, that they're supposed to hear it that way, and then their mutant brains translate it, and maybe it smells good to them too.
Man.
but that was
it for me. I had given up. I was hobbling back to the hotel. I'm done
creepy.
With this.
I wanted to call it a napalm strike after we left.
I find it,
can we do that? Are we allowed to call it a napalm
strike? I found it very distasteful, actually, especially since I didn't even get a drink out of it. And I knew you were in the wrong line, but I didn't know.
Why didn't you say something?
Well, because there are ropes there. She had a rope on each side of her, and then, like I say, you wouldn't have got the drink. She wouldn't have got it right anyway.
Scoreboard update.
Update studio. I'm Chris Ronji. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is still working to make the game safer.
There's technology that's coming in. There'll be a new helmet coming out this season that is part and comes from a GE NFL Under Armour challenge, which I think is going to be a very positive step in trying to get better protection.
Goodell also mentioning enhancements to make turf safer for impact. A lot of concussions are caused that way. Meanwhile, the game in Mexico, November 21st, between the Texans and Raiders is confirmed. Johnny Manziel's agent has dropped him as a client, and Manziel's father says the family has been trying to get him this past week into rehab, but he is not cooperating. And former Broncos running back Monte Ball arrested for battery following an incident with his girlfriend that happened early this morning in Wisconsin. Jimmy Butler expected to play for the Bulls tonight as they take on the Nuggets in Denver. Pau Gasol is questionable. The Score's Bruce Levine says the Cubs are expected to reach a deal with Jake Arrieta before his arbitration hearing, which is scheduled for next week. And USC Athletic Director Pat Hayden announces he is retiring this summer. Streaming on The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Chris Ronji, and you are listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 between the Broncos and Panthers. Coverage on Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Remember when we were talking to Christine Leahy about what went on her set after she left, and it was Julie Stewart Binks who was over there as Jason Whitlock's co-host, and the unfortunate lap dance delivered by Rob Gronkowski?
Well, it's just unfortunate depending on your perspective.
Well, there is a piece written now by Shannon Ryan from the Chicago Tribune, who's been a guest several times on this show. And she wrote this. There are questions a female sports reporter is often asked when she first meets someone and her career is revealed. Do you go in the locker room? Have you seen naked players? Those questions let us know it's still not considered fully acceptable for females to be in this male-dominated field. And when we are, there incorrectly and oddly is a sexual element presumed. That's what made it so infuriating to watch a Fox Sports 1 segment on House Party by the Bay where Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski performed a lap dance on co-host Julie Stewart Binks. Stewart Binks prompted and encouraged Gronkowski, throwing bills at him as part of a bit referencing Gronkowski's recent anecdote about stripping for a bachelorette party.
15, 20 feet away from that, right there.
Yeah, well, we saw all the chaos, but
I didn't know what exactly caused it. Happened. I got it now.
Yeah, until we saw the video yesterday. That's why we were asking Christine about it.
I got it now.
So there are many questions that should be asked here. Did Stewart Binks feel pressured to take part? Did she know how far Gronkowski would take it, or was she really okay with this? I really hope not. While Gronkowski crossed a line and her male colleagues are yucking it up in the background, they were out of line. Why am I not surprised Jason Whitlock was hosting? So did Stewart Binks consider that every time a female in sports media acts inappropriately or unprofessionally, it unfairly reflects on all females in sports media? Judging by her tweets, this has not registered with Stewart Binks. She thanked Gronkowski on Twitter and retweeted the clip, calling it incredible.
I was going to say, I don't think it was unwelcome.
No, she said, come over and give me...
It's not unwelcome.
She said, you want to make some extra money over here.
Yeah, I don't think it's like... I mean, I know what Shannon's saying, but...
Yeah, because I know Christine said that she hadn't heard what was said, and...
Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of thing that is being said by people who come to it with a perspective that's much more personal and credible than others.
I just think that there was no way there was any part of that she didn't want. And you can make up of what you will. Is it bad for female reporters? Yeah, I guess. But I mean, if there's one crazy guy out there, it doesn't make it bad for every guy. And I think Shannon should just kind of look at it and say, okay, you got one idiot. Because I don't think every woman reporter, and I don't think anybody with a brain in their head thinks that's what they all want. You know, I don't think that's really reflective of what people think.
It's not. I mean, it's unfortunate that there are others who work really hard to try to get away from that, and then one person sort of drags it right back there.
But, you know, look where she's doing it.
There's our old buddy Chuck Liddell, who's walking around. Remember,
we did this ass too.
Remember that we did an interview about 7 years ago.
We did.
Chuck.
We tried that once.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Had a better luck getting a drink in the bar last night than talking to Chuck. I'll say this for Chuck, that he was over here before talking to somebody, and he accommodated about a dozen people.
Oh, he's great with the fans.
He's absolutely accommodating and all that other stuff. I just don't think he knows where he is. Unless he just had a bad day with us. That wouldn't be the first time somebody's had a bad day with us. But I don't want to try.
No, we did. We tried that. He's also willing to make fun of himself. And he's done it in all kinds of venues. So he certainly has fun with it. But, yeah, I don't think I'm interested in doing it. Do you think he's selling another, brain tonic?
I don't know. That's the hot item this year.
Yep, various. Do you apply this ointment to your skull? And
I thought there's so many other things that we hear all the time that are being sold and seem to have some following and seem to have gained some traction with a lot of people. I find it interesting that so many, the whole Denver connection.
Well, that's for the clinic. That's for the flagship clinic.
The whole Denver connection is working.
Looking forward to having a conversation with Academy Award-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. in a moment on The Score.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton, versus Peyton Manning and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One.
Hey guys, tired of going to the same old place to watch the big game? Ugh, you need to go to Polecats Gentlemen's Club to watch the game. Polecats is presenting their 11th annual Naked Bowl. Touchdown! Come and enjoy the game in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features a full liquor bar and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland gentlemen's club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with newly renovated and added private VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 27 TVs, including 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and 3 stages. The 11th annual Naked Bowl, featuring drink and dance specials. Come for your chance to win a Polecats football jersey. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
What's the most effective time of day to send a sales email? Find out now at CBS Small Business Pulse, built in partnership with First Data. The CBS Small Business Pulse has the information you need to help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com. What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com right now. That's cbspulse.com. Great marketing techniques that cost less than a cup of coffee? They exist, and you may be surprised at how effective they can be. See them now at CBS Small Business Pulse, powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with Office Depot Office Max. The CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit cbspulse.com right now. That's cbspulse.com.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
We're talking about potentially millions of jobs.
At the conference out in Davos, the World Economic Forum, they issued a study, and the study is looking at just the next half decade. So it's a short term, 5 years through 2020. And their estimate, through surveying employment people and technology people and looking at the world through the prism of 15 developed and emerging economies, is new technology probably will add about 2 million jobs that don't now exist. They probably will take away more than 7 million. And again, that's conservative. So there's a net loss of, you know, more than 5 million jobs. And what's more, even if your job isn't eliminated by these things, you know, maybe close to a third in this country of the jobs that exist now, the top skills that will be demanded of those jobs will change.
Tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
The gift of a star.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Morrison Bruce, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio Row for a little bit of time left before we get out of here and go home tonight.
Did you hear Roger Goodell? And I know all the helmet.
Oh, God.
We've heard the helmet BS.
I told you he was coming out today with this crap.
He's introduced a new one. Yeah, we've heard. Remember, first it was heads up tackling. We know that's crap.
That's heads up tackling. Yeah.
And the whole safe helmet thing, that they've got some incentives out there. They're trying to drive that technology, but that's probably, even with some things that do look intriguing when you see them tested.
Yeah, I've seen it. I know which one he's talking about.
The Visus helmet we talked about.
Yeah.
The Visus helmet looks interesting, but we have no idea if it actually works.
Right.
Safer turf or softer turf?
We have also seen it in a
This is why.
The same challenge resulted in one of the winners being a new technology that goes under artificial turf, which will take out the impact. And we have a large number of concussions that occur from just the head on the turf. So we're seeing a lot of great changes that are leading to positive changes and making the game safer.
Who are you crapping?
Explain that, please. Unless you're playing on Jello, you're playing on super...
And there's the 300-pound man on your head.
A super boingy field. I mean, if you really have this elastic thing, it's like I was talking about, like, Sky High Sports up in Niles, where they play dodgeball on trampolines, and there's trampolines on the walls. That's not safe either. How are you saying you're gonna reduce impact in the turf?
With a 300-pound man on your head as you hit.
But while
you still have the impact of his weight on your head.
But maybe it's softer and if you're squishing down. Maybe people are just going to suffocate to death now. I mean, you know that there's unintended consequences here.
Oh my God.
What a super elastic bubble plastic.
That guy will say and do anything it takes, man. He has no... It's better. It's a better Super Bowl when you don't hear from him.
And he just making stuff up.
Bass said it was a safety committee.
All he has to do... what you need to know about him is the response to any perception problem in his eyes is glom onto a brand. What brand can make us look better?
Yeah.
When they had a problem with domestic abuse, they created this whatever, this blue ribbon. They found this one phony baloney campaign that all it was a brand. All it was a conglomeration of corporate brands designed to have like a almost like a charitable image holding company to allow you to paste a ribbon on something and say, oh, look, we're part of this. When people who actually did the digging found out that it didn't exist to do anything other than launder your brand. So now he says similarly, working with GE, and we're working. He all he's going to do is come up with the names and brands of bigger, more known technologies because he knows most people are dumb enough to go, oh, there's a name of a big company on there. So technology, that means everything is fine. That's what's going to happen.
He bets
on it, and he always wins his bet. Always.
I don't really think he believes that, but
he doesn't believe it, yeah, but he knows it's that, just it, a that the average Super Bowl fan is going
when
to.
When you don't see him, every time he infuriates people with his nonsense. I mean, it's best to have his day and talk about do something else, song and dance, show tunes, do something. I mean, don't do that because he does it every year, and every year he just looks dumber.
And every year he makes more money, and every year the league makes more money.
Oh, absolutely. But their money isn't going to dry up if that's the case. It's a long way down the road. Roger, I would think at some point, can retire with a lot of money. I mean, you don't have to make an idiot of yourself.
This is from TMZ. Johnny Manziel's ex-girlfriend Colleen Crowley is still in fear after the alleged hitting incident, so much so she has gone to court to get protection from Manziel. Colleen is a student at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, and TCU PD's Detective Rangel tells TMZ Sports his department has been notified Crowley has a protective order against her ex. It's unclear exactly when Crowley filed for the protective order, but WFAA in Dallas says a Tarrant County judge found reason to believe, quote-unquote, family violence had occurred, so the protection was necessary. Police have already said Manziel will not be arrested for his alleged altercation with Crowley after night out partying in Dallas. Now, even though there was clear evidence and testimony that he had assaulted her, if she doesn't want to cooperate, if she doesn't want to press charges, if she is not a willing participant, there was unlikely to be a case.
Well, I mean, it's not the first time. He did that, I don't know, a couple months ago, whenever it was. It was sometime early in the season. He did the same thing. There was a talk that he'd had a fight with her and gotten physical with her. And that's when he talked himself down, when they stopped his car, when he was given that cop that, like, 7 minutes of bullcrap. About, you know, everything, and that was a lie. So now you have, you know, he's done. His goose is cooked. The only one that was dumb enough was Jerry Jones, and they're going to take RG3.
The only one potentially dumb enough at this point was.
Yeah, that's it, but they already said they're no longer interested.
And then the dad says, well, they have to do something because otherwise he's going to kill himself. Or he's going to die. They.
Well, he said,
it's your kid!
Nice.
It's your kid! I don't know. They better do something, or he's not going to see his 24th
birthday.
Who
does he want to do something?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
He's not affiliated with anybody. Who does he want to do something?
He doesn't have a team.
Nope.
He doesn't have an agent.
And they tried. They tried. Browns tried. They sent him away. I mean, I think when you, if you're going to do that, what's the point of sending him away again? It's not going to work. It certainly didn't work the last time with his career on the line.
Those responding to Roger Goodell's softer turf idea, Amir says, to absorb energy, you would actually want something inelastic. A playing surface like sand, for example, would absorb energy. But you would be playing football on sand. It's still, you ever fallen down on sand?
I have fallen down on sand.
It hurts like hell. It's just, it's very small rocks is all it is.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's still rocks, though.
Well,
They're like tiny, tiny little rocks, but they still hurt.
It's better off if he's not heard from. If he has his address and just print, has a printout for you. Don't have his address, because this is what he does every year. And every year he lies. And every year we make fun of him.
Neurotic Lawyer asks, has Roger Goodell hired Homer Simpson as a safety consultant? If the Super Bowl were on Fox this year, I would have guessed that his "there are advances being made in the development of softer turf" comment was some kind of viral tie-in to The Simpsons. No, so I guess something underlying the turf. But if you're going to have these guys on a soft, moving surface, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
No, you're...
They're developing a football field made out of a trampoline.
That's the first thing we mentioned.
Yeah, trampoline, you just run through and
great. You jump over people. What was the game that there was a sport that they tried on one of the networks? Slam ball, remember that?
Oh yeah.
The combination of basketball
that was great.
Trampolining and
no, that was man, I was you know, yeah, I
couldn't get enough of it.
Sports is life for me. That was right there with it. Huge.
I mean, again, the best thing for him is don't appear. Say he's ill.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry the commissioner isn't feeling well.
Chernenko has cold. We are sorry. Yeah, and Dropov is not available, and Dropov has cold. He cannot come out. He is sick.
Yeah, I know the owners love him. And week, yeah. He makes a lot of money for the owners, but isn't there someone that goes, this guy shouldn't be behind a microphone? He shouldn't talk for us?
He's bulletproof, though.
Well, I know, but it's just he's so stupid.
He could come out and just say all the dumbest crap in the world, and then
terrible.
He goes back in his little hole, and he counts his money, and everybody's fine, and the ratings go up. Yeah. I mean, that's really the formula that they have. And we're making the game safer. We've invented a fake tackling system that doesn't work, and we also have these pretend helmets that don't really protect anybody.
There's certainly no indication over those, just say the last couple of years, with all that's been said, all that's been done, all that's been written, all that's been mentioned. You have a movie about it where apparently a lot of people didn't know any of this was going on. It was news to a lot of people who are in the sports business. Oh, for the love of God, dumbasses. But it doesn't affect the NFL one bit.
And who's that guy? Did they reanimate the Frugal Gourmet? is it possible that Jeff Smith is once again with us? And if he is, he's probably in prison for
right. He's, I was gonna say he's not there. If he is, yeah.
If he is reanimated, watch your children. But
yep. Gird your loins. Right,
yeah, that too.
Oh, and watching
Fight Hub.
Watching some highlights here of Slam Ball. This is awful.
Oh, Slam Ball was the worst. They tried though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing tangible that proves. All of that talk about this concussion or head injuries or any other kind of injuries has a damn thing to do with the NFL's success.
Right.
So why bother? Why do you keep talking crap?
I think they feel they
the audience just gets bigger and bigger and bigger for your games.
They just need to keep pretending, I guess. And then they have to do the commercials with the black men in lab coats.
Hey, Dan, didn't you join the Mile High Club with the Frugal Gourmet, or no? Was that?
I tried. I was rebuffed.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I thought you
no,
guys hit.
No, I did. Right. I embarrassed him on an airplane, though, because I said, oh, my God, you're the Frugal Gourmet. And he said, thank you for being so subtle. Now take down your pants, please.
Right. Meet me in the lavatory.
Right. And I'm going to bring you some Jesus juice.
And he carries an appetizer with him.
Oh, yeah, it's attached.
Well, he's
got an appetizer for you.
There with one of his little friends, but I don't know.
Yeah, who was his little assistant on that show? Remember?
Was it Craig?
Was it Craig? I think it was.
I think it's doe-eyed assistant Craig. It was. And yes, Chris, Bob Ross could also be reanimated, and he's going to come back and paint us some puffy little clouds. And Bill Alexander, the other painter who had the mighty brush. Who would just slap the canvas, if you know what I mean. He'd come out and he goes, I put on some Prussian blue and magic green. And he would, and then at the end, he'd realize he finished too early, and he would do these landscapes. And if he finished too early, he'd just add trees and rocks until it was unrecognizable. It's like, no one's going to buy that, Bill. You didn't pace yourself. You should have waited. And now you just put a rock in the middle of it because the guy's going, stretch it out, Bill. More. You're not done painting yet. Yeah, I don't know.
Quite a trip.
It's still creeping me out. Yeah, it is. Hey, Chris, how you doing with your little buddy over there?
Well, you know, I didn't know there were seven allegations against the Frugal Gourmet.
Oh, there were?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's too many.
The seventh, one is too many, pal. The seventh was an alleged abuse case of a hitchhiker he picked up.
Sweet hitchhiker.
Oh, going my way.
Where are you heading?
I'm headed right here.
Well, you're just in luck, young man.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, there. It was Craig. You were right. I'm telling terrible. You,
that was my favorite show.
Oh, no, I loved it too.
Hi, great. Matt. Hi, Matt.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Love you, miss you.
There world
you
famous. Love no, it.
Jimmy Shapiro is more important than you.
Yeah,
buddy.
He's more important than me.
All right.
So Chris has got to talk to him.
It's really, I mean, now I got true Google May thoughts.
Will you do? Uh-oh. Well, you better lose them.
Yeah, I'm going to lose them. I'm not going to say them.
No, but Danny, I mean, that was, you had Jeff Smith, you had who was the Cajun guy? Wilson?
Justin Wilson.
Oh. You had the painters. I mean, that was quality TV.
It was a golden age.
Julia Child, Jacques Pepin. Oh, speaking of Julia Child, I finally saw Julie and Julia.
Oh, it's a good movie.
It's really good.
Really good movie. Yeah, absolutely.
And I love the fact that Julia Child was such a true
Bon vivant. When did you finally see it?
Last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when Beth was out and I wanted to watch Zoe and I. Beth was out with Jason and Zoe and I just wanted to look at the movies we had and say neither of us has seen this.
Oh, it was real. So, oh, yeah, perfect for you two.
Right. Yes. I mean, it was so good. Although Julia kind of liked the a little more. they made it clear that when her husband came home for a quote unquote nap. It was more.
Oh, there was things going on. Oh, more than just the kitchen, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so he's home for his nap. Actually, your legs are up in the air. I mean,
his
pants
are tied around her neck.
Seriously? No, I had no idea she was.
Oh, sorry, Terry.
Sensibility. Yes, what are
sorry,
you doing?
Pal. Wow.
Man,
he would come home, but he was tired. He needed a little refresher.
He's developed quite a West Coast attitude out here.
Oh, really?
You know, easygoing. Just there's no need for that type of talk.
Yeah, she
here.
Did more with a right. wine opener than just open wine bottles. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, look, she enjoyed her life. I give her a lot of credit.
Hey, you know what? I finally saw too that you loved was Ant-Man.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was really good. Yeah, I was disappointed I didn't see it sooner.
It was told you. I said it was good. I told you that I thought it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
And when I sat down, I was expecting it to be bad. And I know a kid wanted to see it, so I took him, and it was good.
It was really good. Yeah, I was really surprised by it.
Did you watch the Bears documentary last night?
I didn't. It's recorded. I did not watch it yet.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm will.
I'm debating whether I want to. It's recorded for me, too. I'm debating it.
It's fine.
And I'll watch it, but...
It's
all right, we need to take a break because we got a very special. About that.
Yeah?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. They never got back to me and never answered my call. So.
You know, I should have told you that was going to happen because when you communicate with the person in charge like 37 times in 2 days before the interview, you know it's never going
to
happen.
Well, I spoke to him, so I felt encouraged that because we were going over the details like, oh, you can only do about 8 minutes. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
I mean, when
no
there's,
big deal.
Yeah, there's emails, there's texts, there's phone calls, and there's face-to-face conversation. It never happens.
Why? What kind of business is that?
Well, Tanny will tell you off the air his impressions.
Oh, he does impressions?
No.
Oh.
Eight great minutes. That's what he would have had.
Hey, the two worst people that we've dealt with this week have been the movie star people.
Of course they are.
They're not even really stars. It's Bill Pullman. Is that a movie star?
But isn't?
Yes.
I mean,
I thought you were about to say they're not even really people.
No,
they're better
is.
Than people.
Well, no, I wouldn't say he's like a huge movie star, Dan.
Well,
but that movie he was in was one of the biggest popular movies of all time, wasn't it?
Yes.
Independence Day wasn't it huge?
Independence Day was huge.
I think Jeff Goldblum's a bigger star than he is. It's
well, yeah, but
a
I mean,
interesting
but
conversation.
The guy that was selling those folks, he was a real Richard, and apparently he got issues with the other guy too. So,
wow. So it's Maddie versus the movie people.
He's right.
Oh, well, hey.
He's right.
I took down that one guy. Who was that one broadcaster that I took him a severe phone beat down? Our guy, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie Steiner.
Yeah.
That was epic.
Oh, yeah.
But everything ended up okay, right?
Yeah, we made up in Arizona.
Yeah, but, you're both screaming at each other. You're banging the phone on the desk.
Oh, yeah. There was things said that shouldn't have been said to another man.
But we all enjoyed.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll take a break because I don't think Cuba's on the way over.
Yeah, but we got Steve Atwater coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. That should be interesting. I think I told him to hit Dan a few times.
Okay. All right, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here.
Right now, you're listening to the longest-running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Wait until the last minute, because then you're going to spend too much money on chocolate, too much money on